Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday, everyone. Hope everybody had a good weekend.
Ain't always beautiful.
Here on a late Monday evening.
Sometimes it's just
weather outside kind of fits the mood I think a lot of us are feeling today. Hopefully I can get through the show without kind of choking up. But, I was going to put off the show and not do it, but I had a lot of topics I'm going to cover this week that we kind of want to get into before we get into the we're going to go an hour-long segment here in a couple weeks. And just want to get as many shows in as I can to gain the interest and gain followers. And it seems to be working out really well. Last Thursday, we had Lindy in the studio with me, and we talked about NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, which was a pretty good show, went over real well. A lot of people took interest in that, and a lot of people, I got a few messages on that for some people, and let them know that we were going to do more of that. Me and her is going to get together and do more shows and do some stuff like that, because I think it was very informative for some people, because I think there's a lot more people really going through stuff like that than what we really think. So we're going to do more shows like that. We're not always going to really be so serious with stuff. We're going to make it fun. Today just happened to be a day that we just don't really feel like having too much fun. We just had a classmate that lost her daughter this morning. And that's been pretty hard to deal with today. So without getting into too much detail, something we'll talk about later. But it is just a difficult day. But tonight we got the Eagles playing the national championship. Which I did pick the Eagles to win that. I think I've actually told a few people that Carolina would win by 5 tonight. I hope I'm pretty close to that. I'm usually pretty good about the outcomes of these games here lately. So hopefully I'm right on that one. Excuse me. A lot of sports went on this weekend. Baseball opening day was yesterday. Plus, it's today. Some pretty interesting games last night. If you caught them, we had Arizona and San Francisco. That turned out to be a pretty good baseball game. For some of the people who's not really into baseball, catching those two late games yesterday, especially the one last night where the Cardinals had a walk-off win against Chicago, which was a really great game, I thought. So if there was nothing else on other than the girls' national basketball championship, congratulations to South Carolina. Even though the men didn't make it to the championship game, the women did bring that one home first for them. So that was pretty cool to see that happen, especially with North Carolina playing tonight in the men's. So hopefully we can get maybe a South Carolina girls and North Carolina men's championship here back-to-back. But like I say, I know a lot of people's not into baseball. I did not watch NASCAR yesterday, even though I know that Brad Keselowski, I think won the race from what I saw. Hadn't heard a lot of people talk about it. My dad's, he watches racing all the time, and I don't even think he really watched it. I think he's kind of lost interest. So it's not as big as what it once was, and I think we're close to the end of seeing NASCAR. I think it's either gonna break off into a different type of division or something. I just feel something big is going to happen to it here in the next few years just because their ratings are dropping fast like a rock. So I didn't really keep up with anything yesterday, so not really much to talk about on that. Not really a lot of sports going on yesterday. I know a lot of hockey's going on right now, but I'm not a big hockey guy. Maybe I can get I got a friend named Rick. He's from New York. He's the one that's with DC Solar. He's a big hockey fan. Coming on air, we'll talk about some hockey one day, and he can, enlighten me on some of the rules and the game itself. I've tried watching it, but there's just too much damn time in between periods. It's like It's like halftime in football, but they have two of them or three of them or something. Every time I watch them, they'll play for like 5 minutes, and then it's like a two-hour break in between. So I haven't quite figured out the game yet. I know some of the rules. I do pull for the Rangers if I do watch it, just simply because I went to a couple of Rangers games when I was in New York, the last few years. So, that's who I pull for. But maybe we can get him on the show to maybe talk about that. Maybe we can get him on the show, too, to maybe talk about a little of this racing going on, not with just NASCAR, but with some of the dirt track stuff. I know he does a lot of – where he used to go to Millbridge Speedway a lot and watch those guys run. So maybe he can give us some information on stuff that's going around that some of the small tracks people might can visit. I know that Thursday we got the Intimidators. I think this is their opening night, which I'm looking forward to that because I'm probably going to be heading over there for that since it is Thursday, and it will be Thirsty Thursday on top of that. So I may have to do an early show just so I can get over there because their opening days are usually pretty packed. So try to get over there for that to make sure I get a good seat. And hopefully it don't rain. Hopefully it stays warm. I know that probably when the sun goes down, I'll have some stuff to keep warm because we still got the cool nights upon us. Looking forward to doing that. Maybe some of you guys can join me over at Intimidator Stadium for that too. But, as I said, Lindsay last Thursday was in the studio with us, But Lindy was in the studio with us last Thursday. And we were talking about this NPD stuff, which is the Narcissistic Personality Disorder, talking about the characteristics and stuff, what to look for. Those shows, we're not going to try to do stuff like that every day. We're going to kind of mix it up with all kinds of different stuff. Like I said, when we get to the hour-long versions, we're going to get into a lot more of different topics that we can actually carry on with and have conversation with instead of trying to squeeze everything again into 30 minutes of tight conversation and having to cut people off to just, right when something gets good, you have to cut them off because you're on a time limit or else you go off the air and there's, don't have any control of that. That's pretty much automatic with this podcast. But hopefully we're going to get into some more things. Maybe not, maybe not necessarily stay within the narcissistic type stuff. We may hit stuff like, domestic violence, or we might hit stuff like dating or something like that. Going to something to get a girl's point of view on a lot of things that, I know everybody gets my opinion, and I know my opinion sometimes ain't worth a damn, but I do have my opinions. And, of course, today was Monday Opinion Overload, which I've got an opinion on a lot of things that I'm going to try to squeeze in here in the next 20 minutes. But to get somebody's outlook on with the opposite sex of how they feel with some of the things I talk about, especially the dating thing too. A lot of us are the same age. Lindy is the kind of the same age as me and the friends that I hang out with. So we've all got kind of a handle on what it's like getting out here dating and the type of people we're meeting, the type of people we're talking to, and, how we can read people to make sure we don't get into those bad relationships. Can you actually have that, I guess, that first impression of somebody like, yeah, there's something wrong with this person. Is that a true thing? Can you actually have that for somebody? I mean, can you read them before you really know them? Get into things like that, which I think will be pretty beneficial to a lot of people, especially people like me dating and a few others that are trying to date. We're just going to change it up to a lot of different topics and a lot of different things because there's so much to try to talk about that people want to talk about that people just don't get a chance to talk about. And having somebody like me who's very opinionated with topics, especially politics and dating. Those are two topics I'm really opinionated on. Just having that different voice in the studio sometimes can make all the difference. But feel free to call in today. We're kind of, I'm just kind of throwing opinions out there over some different topics and stuff. So if you want to call in, maybe you've got an idea or something you want to talk about or bring something up, throw in, we can talk about it. That's fine too. Like I said, today was, I was going to cancel today's show due to uncontrollable circumstances, but I decided to go on with the show because I felt it needed to be done. And it's got me kind of rattled. Didn't have all my stuff together, but I'm doing what I can do here, doing the best of what I can do with what I can remember that I was going to talk about. But definitely on the politics side today, I was going to bring up the Russian hack and stuff. They still haven't found anything. 8 months later, we're still in the same boat as we were before. No evidence of anything. We're still in the same boat of Trump trying to get things done. Nobody really working with him. So we're kind of spinning our wheels for the people that that hope for change and hope for great things to come. It's still going to come. It just may be a little bit delayed just simply because there's just people out there that are just still butthurt over Trump being president, and they're going to do everything they can to disrupt everything that he does, and they don't realize that it's affecting us as American people. So obviously goes to show that these people didn't care about us to start with. They had their own agendas, and their agendas got squashed whenever Trump took office. So they're just damned and determined that they're going to try to make our lives miserable, because they feel if they make our lives miserable enough, I guess they feel like we're going to start falling into their side and go against Trump too. But that's not going to happen with me for damn sure, because I can see what's going on. I'm not stupid enough to be manipulated into thinking that that what Trump's doing is his fault. You know, any person with eyes and any person with a mind can think for themselves and see exactly what's happening. They're just down and they're just damned and determined to disrupt anything that goes on. Reason Gorsuch is not being approved for the Supreme Court yet is simply because, you know, he wants to follow the Constitution, and the Democrats do not like that idea because they know if they follow the Constitution, they're going to lose a lot of their power. A lot of the things they're doing now is illegal, but as long as they've got these judges that were from the Obama administration, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's not going to get passed, and there's a lot of shutdowns that's going to happen simply because these judges are blocking a lot of these a lot of these orders, and it's really taking its toll on the American people because we're just getting sick and tired of it. Every day that I'm waking up, I'm seeing where a judge has blocked something or blocked this or blocked that. It has just become a problem. It's not healthy for the American people at all, for the situation we're in. We're just in limbo right now. We have no control over anything. And on top of that, we're looking at possibly going to war with North Korea without really having a lot of cabinet members in place. That's something to think about too. You know, what are we going to do if we go to war? And you know, we don't have the proper people in the proper places to be able to go to war with somebody like North Korea. We could very easily piss China off this whole thing and be at war with China, which we definitely don't want to do, because China really has a little bit more military technology than what we do, and we are very unsure of their capability and what they could do to us. So, you know, we have to be very careful where we're going with a lot of this stuff, and, you know, we're kind of going into this whole thing with a skeleton crew just simply because the Democrats want to be an asshole, and some Republicans do. They don't care about us as the American people and care about what's best for us. They care about the bottom dollar. That's kind of what it amounts to. They've had an agenda all along, and that was their thing when they got if they got Hillary Clinton in office, they were going to continue with their plan with no disruptions. But, you know, the disruption happened, so we're all having to suffer for it. And as long as you've got these progressive liberals, like we talked about before, this small group of people that are the money holders, the big money people that are being paid big money to do what they do to disrupt these things, we're always going to have these problems. So that little party itself needs to be destroyed. It needs to be dismantled. People, the media the whole time is talking about how, you know, the caucus has been disrupted because of Trump with the Obamacare stuff. I think you can't really believe anything the media says at this point. I think they're just to a point where they're just grasping for straws, and they're going to say and do anything they can to make it look like Trump is not doing his job, or to make it look like he is not going down the right path with the country. You can see it, like I say, even Fox News is kind of turned against Trump in you know, certain areas. I've just gotten kind of tired of watching any of it. I just kind of know what's going on for myself. I watch the speeches they have. I watched the deal with Gorsuch with the approval with that. I've also watched the deal where they've had that the woman Sally that was in the Obama administration, where they've got her for unmasking all these people in the Flynn deal. What they're going to do with her, who knows? She's a Democrat. She was in the Obama administration. I don't think they're going to do anything to her. In my honest opinion, just simply because it's Democrats can get away with killing people. I mean, we've already seen that. We've already seen that happen with Benghazi. We've already seen that the FBI and the CIA, none of these people are going to punish the Democrats for anything. We've already witnessed that up front over the last few months to a year. or going back further than that, really, if you want to really get into other things that they've done that they've gotten away with. So I don't see anything really bad happening to her, even though that you know Trump will probably press to have her locked up, prosecuted for unmasking. That is a federal offense, according to our law, the FISA law, to be exact. So we're not sure what's going to happen to her. I'm sure she's not the only one who unmasked these people. I'm sure President Obama had something to do with it. But you can bet your ass they're not going to have him involved in this. They're going to do everything they can to keep Obama's name out of it, and they're going to put the blame on other people that they know will take the fall, just to simply to keep Obama's record clean. Nothing to date yet has really fell back on Obama that's really made him look bad that, you know, that they've tried to do, even though that we know that the point we're at right now is Obama's fault. He's the reason these Democrats are fighting back so hard still. That's one of the reasons he stayed in Washington. He knew he could be disruptive with Trump being in office, and that's exactly what he's doing, even though the media won't tell you that. That's obviously what's happening. That's my opinion on that. I felt that was a need to get out there. I had to vent that today because that was really ticking me off just watching a lot of the stuff take place today with that, and how Trump is trying to do the right thing, but they're just not allowing him to do the right thing, and they're not allowing him to do the right thing in the name of the American people. That's really what should piss everybody off with that. Again, we're going back to the also the NCAA got their way with the North Carolina repealing HB2 law. We talked about that. That's something that's just a problem in general, and it's going to end up being a bigger problem than what they think. We've got a Democrat governor, surrounded by Republicans. So it's you're just going to have a lot of things that's not going to work now in our state. That's going to be backwards. That's not going to be in the best interest of the people that live here. So be aware that there's just going to be a mess for the next few years with that. So we're all just kind of anywhere you look on the state level up to the federal level, we're all kind of screwed right now with what's going on. Even though the majority has spoke, obviously the majority doesn't have the voice that we thought we did because we're still being shut down. I think it's just because the majority of the people is just afraid to get out and actually stand up for what they believe. These little protesters for the liberals, they don't have no problem going out and burning down cities and starting fights and harming people and busting out windows and causing chaos. They don't have a problem. These small groups that go out and make a difference for their cause that goes out and scares people to death. You know, if the majority did that, we could shut these people up and shut them down. If we went into their cities and took control, but we as a majority, and that's the problem. We're just not like that. We're not, we're not violent. We're not, we're not like the progressive liberals that want to harm people and want to hurt people. We do want to see the change. You know, we do want to see things happen for the good of the people, and we do want to see things happen for the good of the people, even for the people that disagree with Trump being our president. You know, we want to see good for everybody, because I think once these people allow it to happen, they're going to see that they were wrong, and they're going to see the light. But as long as you've got these progressive liberals that keep pumping into these people's head that to resist and resist and resist, we're never going to get anywhere in this country. And, you know, pretty much, you know, Trump's presidency is just going to be for naught. Then we're going to end up back under the control of a Democrat president, and they're going to end up getting their way, and we're going to be submerged in so many laws that we won't have the freedom that we have now, and that's going to be unfortunate. So everybody, the majority, needs to stand up and realize that, and start taking action. If we don't, we're going to go down a hole. I mean, we're going to go down a drain. We're going to be going down in the swamp drain with everybody else, because there's just nothing, there will be nothing left for us to fight for. So get behind Trump, get behind the policies he's wanting to pass, get behind a new health care bill, because as we see, Obama is failing. Proof of that come out today in other states to where they're complaining about Obamacare failing. So get behind something to get that changed, to help us, the American people, not the people in Congress, not the people in Senate, not the people in any political power. We need stuff that's going to help us, average Americans. You know, the average Americans that make $10 to you know, $20 an hour, or where they make $20,000 to $50,000 a year, your average American, we are the people that need to be helped. We are the people that need these things to pass for our benefit. So everybody just be aware of that. Please get behind it and support what President Trump's doing. And I guarantee you will start seeing changes, especially if you start speaking up instead of letting these young SJW punks come in and start disrupting everything that we're trying to do good for the people. But I just felt that needed to be said today. Like I said, that just really ticking me off watching that today, making me grit my teeth. You know, I could have ate glass at some point today. But that's just something we just all need to get behind, because you know it's for everybody's benefit. But you know, I put a thing last night on Facebook about you know, people keep talking about the fake friend stuff and things like that. And you know, my opinion on that too was, most of what you've seen, I mean, I'm very blunt in what I say and what I talk about. I mean, I have very strong opinions, and I have strong enough opinions that piss people off. And I don't have a problem with that, because I firmly believe in what I'm saying is fact and true. But you know, fake friends for me has never really been a problem, because if I find somebody that's not going to be a real friend, you know, I pretty much cut them out of my, you know, my life. I don't really have agenda with friends. I mean, I just want a friend to be a good friend. I just want somebody to be there. If I want to talk with somebody, you know, I want that friend to be there, talk, and vice versa. I'm going to be there for that friend. You know, that's basically what we're looking at as friends. But so if you've got a lot of fake friends that you're really bitching to complain about, you know, drop them. That's not a problem. There's no issues you know, keeping these people around for any reason whatsoever, other than what I mentioned yesterday for a popularity contest. I mean, if you're trying to out-friend people by having 2,000-3,000 friends, then don't be shocked when somebody turns up to be fake. I mean, honestly, we're in a society now where you know, social media and stuff like that rule over, you know, actual people. You know, there's people on my Facebook. I've got like 89 friends. I mean, there's very few of them that I haven't met. I mentioned that last night too. I've met about every one of my Facebook friends, and everyone that I've met, I'm pretty good friends with, that we talk pretty regularly. I've gotten some recent new friends that I've requested and accepted, and that's been pretty good too. I'm not out to, you know, to mount up a big friends list, because I'm not going to be on social media forever anyway. It's just not my, cup of tea anymore. It started out to be pretty fun, but it's just gotten to where there's just a lot of drama and a lot of BS that goes on with that. And, you know, kind of want to get away from that, so I can, you know, get a fresh start somewhere. Probably when I start doing the, you know, this podcast for an hour long, I'll eventually start phasing out of the Facebook page and stuff, like the Facebook page and stuff, just simply because I'll have more concentration on the hour-long podcast, that I'll be able to put any opinion out there that I want to, and anybody who listens will be able to hear my opinions daily, or if not, at least 2 or 3 days a week. I think when I go an hour, I'm not going to go 5 days a week anymore. Once I go an hour, I'm probably going to at least go 2 or 3 days, kind of space it out with a day in between, so it gives me time to you know, come up with good material for a show. So that's what'll happen with that. But yeah, social media just doesn't turn me on anymore. I mean, I love seeing, you know, comments people make on things. I love seeing the family pics. I love seeing a lot of the memes that people put up. They're pretty funny. I steal a lot of them. I'll go ahead and admit that. So if you put up some memes I thought was funny that I liked, more than likely I've stole it and probably used it somewhere else. So just be aware of that. I'm a meme thief. Yes, I'm one of those guys. But other than that, I don't get too much into it anymore. I mean, I've met some amazing people through Facebook here the last few weeks, and it's been an honor to get to know them. It's been an honor to get to know Lindy with what she does, because she's helped out a lot just talking to her with the things that she's been through. Had a lot in common with you know, a lot of our circumstances, so it's helped to have somebody in that same position as me. You know, the thing we talked about too was being only children. You know, me and her both were only children, and that was something we had in common with that. And people don't realize how hard it is to be an only child. Even though you know, I got married and had three kids of my own. Being an only child is hard simply because it was just me who has to take care of everything that comes along with my family. You know, if my parents get sick, that's on me. I take care of them. I have nobody to really talk to. I have nobody to really help me out with that unless I pay somebody to come in to help me. Being an only child, being older like that is difficult. Not having that sibling love or something, or just having somebody there with you, especially being a single person, not having somebody there with you when you go through those type of things, especially my mom's health being bad and stuff like that, it's made it more difficult with that. Me trying to concentrate on my daughter, making sure she's 100% focused on her schoolwork and her band stuff, that has been also difficult. As not only just a single parent, but just being an only child, I have no sister or brother to turn to see, you know, how they're, you know, they're coming along with their children or something. Just simply because, you know, friends, we don't have the same DNA, we don't have the same personality, so, you know, it's a little different going to friends and talking to them about their kids and their school stuff. So not having that DNA with somebody that you can talk to that they can relate makes it difficult. But yeah, especially the parent thing. That's probably the hardest thing is we're all kind of experiencing our parents getting older, their health not doing well. We're all in kind of that same boat right now with that. But being an only child is just a lot different and a lot harder than what people can imagine. You know, there's a lot of times you sit here by yourself and you question if everything you're doing is right. You question everything you're doing is going to pay off for the future. You know, you just question yourself on everything that you do, and you have to trust that the decisions you make are the right ones, just simply because you don't have that person, you know, there to talk to that can help you with you know, family issues. So that makes a difference being an only child. So me and her kind of got into that. So, you know, we might start doing shows about what it's like to be an only child and other, you know, type circumstances, especially growing up as an only child. You know, of course, that was great. But, you know, you've always got that time as an only child that you just want to be alone. And that's the good thing about being an only child. That's probably one of the good things about being an only child. You can kindly be alone and keep to yourself whenever you want to or just whenever you just feel like it. I do get those feelings every once in a while, even though I do like to be very social and be around people. I do have those times I just want to be, you know, by myself. So we'll get into things like that. We'll talk a lot about just you know, basic life, you know, things that everybody's going through. But as I was having a hard time earlier in the show, I just want to say that, you know, my friend Shannon lost her daughter, Lauren, today. And that has been difficult on me simply because, you know, it's I had met Lauren, a wonderful person. I thank the world of Shannon and her family and her husband. Her husband has been great to her. He's a great man. Her daughter was a good person. Don't really know too much to say, just simply because I know I'm going to probably break down and not be able to finish the show. But, you know, it's unfortunate. And like I said, today's weather kind of put the emphasis on what everybody was feeling today. But when I got the news, it was not the happiest moment of my life. I can tell you that now. But still difficult today. But I pray for the family. I hope you guys pray for the family, pray for strength, and you know, it's going to be a lot to deal with for the weeks, months, and years to come. So let's hope we can be her support system when she needs us, and I know I plan to be, but appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers on that. But I just had to get that out there. I knew I couldn't talk about it earlier in the show. I was too tore up to talk about it. But just want to throw that in there before we ended the show today. And tomorrow we're going to hit on some more points. We're going to get a little bit more open with stuff. So just tune in tomorrow. I'll be here, and I hope you guys are too.
Wasn't much of a friend of mine.